My ham shack looks somewhat like a cockpit of a 787, I guess. I don't know, maybe a 747, but probably more like a 727. But nevertheless, I got to reach all over the place to turn things on. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It is mostly cloudy, about 64, 65 degrees right now, but it's going up into the 80s again today. Do have rain in the forecast for today, but I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if the clouds got wrung out here the last couple of days. We've had just a bit over 4 inches of rain in the last 2 days, and one of those was accompanied by an incredible lightning storm, which I do believe took out the control cable for the antenna rotor to the computer, which has happened before. But unfortunately, right now I got to manually control the antenna rotor, which I can do, thankfully. It's still turning, but I can't control it via the easy way, which is through the computer, so I can tell which way it's pointed. So you'll have to bear with me while I manually do that today. Let's see, what else can I tell you? We're streaming on the internet via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, TuneIn, and Broadcastify. You can get those free from the App Store. You can also go to the website, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, charlie.oscarradiogolf, w5cgc.org, and you can listen to us live there. Our web forms are still not working, so in order to check in, you do need to send an email directly to my inbox. That is info, I-N-F-O, India, November, Foxtrot Oscar, info at W5CGC.org. Info, I-N-F-O, at W5CGC.org, if you wish to check in via the streaming services. With all that being said, didn't do any CW check-ins this morning. Too busy fiddling with the doggone antenna rotor, trying to get that to work, but no joy. So, let's see who I've got a couple I've already heard out there. I've heard N4RBL. I've heard NO4MM. Got K7DCG already in the logbook. So let's see who else we have. Coast Guard veterans for the Coast Guard Net.
3-0-4, November, Mike Jones, Alpha-4, Mike, Rookie Delta, 3, November, November, Mexico, 3, Germany, NM-3, Whiskey Delta, 3, November, Whiskey Alpha-4, Mike, Zulu, Sierra.
Okay, I got to get my ears adjusted here. WA-4-MZS, Whiskey Delta, 3, November, New Mexico, 3, Germany. Other Coast Guard veterans.
KB2M3, Kilo 4,
November, Mike.
KB2MBY. KB2MBY.
KB2MBY. I can't write as fast as I used to, I guess. I'm getting old. K9, let's see, N3OUE, K9ZBU, KB2NBY, W6RMC. Man, I tell you what, everybody else is on just a great big pile up, so spread them out.
51, Oscar, India, Sierra.
Whiskey, Michael,
okay, Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra. I got that one out of that. All right, who else?
Kilo 4, November, Mike Golf.
November, Bravo.
Kilo 4, November, Mike Golf. November, Bravo, 8, Romeo.
Yeah, Dick, N4RBL. You got a mobile in there. You may want to pick him up right away.
Okay, I didn't hear the mobile. Who's the mobile?
NB8R.
Oh, NB8R Mobile. All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to jump right to you. NB8R Mobile. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Mike Sally. Greetings from NB8R Mobile. I'm a
in Moorefield, about 25 miles north of home. Sunny and about 45 degrees, gorgeous day, but you can definitely tell the stars here.
Roger, Roger. Very good. Well, I got a nice copy on you, actually, considering your mobile. I actually heard you there through the pileup. But how's the weather up your way, Rob? Man, I tell you what, it's a wonder the frogs haven't gotten strangled around here.
Roger that. Now the weather's cool, about 45 right now, and the trees are real pretty. Summer red, summer yellow, and still green. But it's cold enough now that in the evenings I got to light up the wood stove over.
Oh my! Well, we haven't had any cold weather at all yet, so that we'll have to wait on. But that's all right. I don't need any cold weather any sooner than what we need, what we've got to have it. If you know what I mean. A lot of sounds like a lot of folks have been having that, but yeah, not here yet. Of course, this cold front that's come through here and brought all this rain has dropped the temperatures. We're not having extreme 90-degree days anymore. We still could, but not likely in the next few days anyway. Not too cold at night, but it's still nice and refreshing out there. Anything going on up your way this weekend?
No, not really. I've been planned with house guests a lot lately. A close guy friend of mine shoved off this morning. He was up here for a couple of days for deer hunting. Once I get an empty house, then I'll get caught off on some of the things I need to do over.
All right, sir. Well, very good. Well, you take it easy out there. Good to have you on board today, Rob. And we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. And we'll look for you next week.
Roger that, Jason.
NB8R Mobile, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for being there. N4 RBL.
Yeah, did you call RBL?
Yes, sir. November 4, Radio Bravo Lima. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dick, and good morning to each and every station on the net. Sample Paratus to each and every one of you. Yeah, we don't recommend going on eBay, especially where there's amateur radio gear there, Dick. We wound up bidding on a piece of gear, and lo and behold, I wound up getting it in the door last Thursday. kind of a whim buy. A Yaesu FT 101 MP radio, pretty good sized radio, and it's got some big knobs where I don't have to worry about my big fingers hitting the wrong button, so on and so forth. So that's what's new here. That and two new computers, one for myself and one for my wife, both of them Dells, and with Windows 11 in them. So I don't have to wait 20 minutes for my computer to boot up anymore. And still catering to my wife's recovery. Still doing the cooking and get me things. So that being said, it's about, let's see, this morning was about mid-40s, low to mid-40s, weather-wise temperature. And it looks cloudy, and we're expecting rain later today and this coming week there. So back to you, Dick. We'll be clear on your final, 73, and Semper Paratus to one and all. N4 RBO.
Yeah, very good, Joe. Congratulations on the new gear. Yep, sometimes you can get some good buys off of there. So congratulations on that. I'm glad you got it in the door, and hope you can get it on. Is it on? Are you using it today?
Negative. I'm still using the FT DX10 there. I don't have the cable to activate the amp here, so I am putting out about, let's see here, we're putting out about a kilowatt here to the antenna anyhow. I don't know what's flying out of the antenna, but I haven't gotten too much time to rearrange things here and so on and so forth, so the missus is in a lot of pain, and she's having a rough time, so I got to try to cater to her the best I can there. I'm probably not doing everything I should, but I'm trying there. Go ahead, Dick.
Okay, well, good luck. Good luck with that. Good luck with getting everything all hooked back up. I'll be having to crawl up underneath my desk sometime in the next day or two to try to figure out how to repair the connection to the rotator control box again, thanks to my the most recent thunderstorm. That's beginning to get to be too big of a habit around here. I think maybe years of not disconnecting that cable seemed to be okay, but now the last within the last year, this is the third time it's gone kablooey. So I guess we're going to have to start disconnecting the antenna rotor box from the antenna rotor now, just as a new habit. N4RBL, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus, and we'll look for you again next week. NO4MM, how are you, sir?
W5CDC from NO4MM. We're doing good.
No problem here.
You did have a YL calling you while you were doing the call up here. And she called you a number of times, but I guess you didn't hear her before you picked up the mobile station, and I don't know if she's still around, but anyway,
yeah, we're doing pretty good,
settling back in, we're getting some colder weather coming in, weatherman says this coming week we should be getting down into the 40s at night, so that's the story here, go ahead.
Oh, okay, very good. Sounds like you're doing pretty well down there in Florida. Did you say getting down into the 40s?
Yeah, that's what the man says. The needle's supposed to be dipping down this coming week. That we're supposed to be getting some chilly weather, at least in the nighttime. And then, of course, it'll warm back up during the day, but supposed to get some cool weather in the evening.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that seems a little bit soon for that kind of a temperature down your way, but hey, whatever works, I guess. Well, it's good to have you on board. Let me see. You say you think you heard a YL trying to check in. Is there a YL trying to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Call now.
Yes, there was, Dick, and I've got part of her call over.
Okay.
Yeah, this is K4NFB, Ken in Orlando. It was a Kilo Delta 3, and then it ended in Yankee. I'm almost positive it was a Yankee, but it's definitely a Kilo Delta 3 YL that tried several times. Back to you, Dick, K4NFB.
Okay, is there a Kilo Delta 3 station, Kilo Delta 3 station, trying to check into the Coast Guard net? Well, not hearing anything now. Well, thanks. Maybe she'll come back a little bit later. But thanks for the relay. Any which way, NO4MM. I guess back to you. We'll say 73 Semper Paratus to you. It's good to have you back there, Mr. Bob. Over.
Horrible.
Yeah, very good. I'm still a little wobbly going down the hallway. Still haven't got quite used to the land yet. But I'm getting better. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. W5CGC in the group from NO4MM. See you later.
I can relate to the wobbly. You know, I've never been able to stand on one foot since I spent some time at sea with the Coast Guard years ago. I had to do a test for a doctor the other day, and he wanted me to stand on one foot and see how long I could stand. And I told him, I said, there is no way that's going to happen. I haven't been able to do that in probably 50, 60 years. So I can relate. All right, NO4MM, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care. We'll look for you again next week. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. A weekly affair here on 14327, starting at 11 o'clock on Eastern Time. Let's go with Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra.
ABC, WA4MZS. And good morning, Dick. And, we've got a little bit cooler weather. I think it was in the upper 40s last night. But, it's that time of year. We got to bite the bullet and wait for next spring to get here. Did you get the thing I mailed to you? I think it was the beginning of the week. But it's kind of an interesting article. But anyhow, that's about it. And if KB1 November, Kilo Bravo 1 November, were to check in, ask him if he's a native of Newbern or if he is a transplant. I was just curious. I grew up in the same area there, and I was just curious about it. Anyhow, back to you, Dick. W5CGC, WA4MZS.
Okay, for number one, yes, I did get the article, and you're right. It is very interesting. I read through that thing. I'm going like, wow, this could work today. The way that they matter-of-factly talk about building that spark gap transmitter, it brought back memories of my two black vultures that I named Spark and Gap. crazy, I know, but hey, I'm a little bit on the nuts side anyway. But yeah, thank you very much for that. That is very unique. And you say you found that, I recall you talking about finding it and looking at it. The other thing, let's see, what else I was going to quickly say here. I heard somebody hollering portable, so stay tuned there. Hang on. And NB1N, the question about him, he's from Maine. I'm not sure what, can you repeat the question over?
I was just curious if he was a native to the New Bern, North Carolina area.
No, he's a transplant from Maine, and I didn't hear him check in today. That doesn't mean he's not out there. NB1N, are you on board today? November Bravo 1. NB1 KB1N, I think, actually. Kilo Bravo 1 November. Okay. No, Ed, he's not with us today, but... he does check in rather frequently, but I know he's not a native from down that way. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious, and he usually has a very nice signal looking to the Nevada area. But I was just thinking.
Contact.
A chum of mine who lives just east of New Bern. And he and I, as a matter of fact, retired the same day in the same place. You know, last year, I retired that morning. That was kind of interesting. Anyhow, I think I'm not going to hold it. Let's move on with the other folks. I want to wish you a big 73s and a Semper Paratus.
Well, all right, Ed, very good. Stand by a minute. Who's the contact? Somebody hollered contact. Who was that?
Contact, this is November 0, Tango Uniform 0, Stephen, Alabama.
November 0, Tango Uniform Sierra, is that right?
I go by Stephen. I'm out of Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, Montgomery, Alabama. What can we do for you?
I just want to say hello to everybody, anybody out there.
All right, you're on the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Any prior Coast Guard service?
out.
Okay, somebody's jumped on top of the frequency. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, frequency is in use for the weekly Coast Guard net. We've been here for well over an hour now. Be nice if you would cue us why just a little bit. And the station from Montgomery, Alabama, I still don't have your call sign because of the QRM, but I got November 0 Tango Uniform something. Give me the last letter.
It was Sierra, Dick. It was November 0 Tango Uniform Sierra from Kilo 4, November Mike Golf.
Thanks for the relay. November 0 Tango Uniform Sierra. I've got you in the logbook, sir, and thank you for your service. Understand you were not in the Coast Guard. I did hear that part, and so we do have you in the log. Let's see, where are we going? Who is the portable? Let me acknowledge you, the portable station. Well, we're chaos into nothing. Anybody hear the portable station?
November 4, Charlie Golf Radio.
USL.
November 4, Charlie Golf Radio. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to check in and say hello.
All right, November 4, Charlie Golf Radio Portable, Melbourne, Florida. Mike, got you in the logbook. You're not very strong, so I'll say 7-3s and acknowledge your location. Over.
Thank you. That's all I need. I like to get into the log every now and then. Somewhere in the tree, that's all I do.
All right, sir, very good. Have a great weekend. N4CGR, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Next on the check-in list, Whiskey Delta 3 November. We'll get there eventually.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Whiskey Delta 3 November. You are 5 and 9 plus. In the 40s in Pennsylvania today, we have 48 degrees and partly cloudy now that they sprayed.
48 degrees and partly cloudy, huh? Oh, my gosh. Well, sounds like you're starting to get some real fall weather up that way.
Roger. Yeah, the trees have turned pretty good. What left the ones that have still had leaves. And it's chilly at night, so.
Yeah, I'm starting to burn some wood.
Roger that. Yeah, we have not had to turn the heater on here at all. I think maybe it got down to right around 50 one morning, and thankfully it didn't stay there very long. Didn't have to crank up anything to get out from between the sheets, because it was a little chilly that morning, but it warmed up real quick. But the big news here is the big rain that we've had the last couple of days. It's been quite the downpour. Filled up the pond, by golly. It is up about 8 feet from where it was. Over.
Roger. A full pond is good, just as long as it's not getting fuller.
Roger. All right, very good, Dennis. Well, thanks a lot for checking in. We'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Take care up that way in Pennsylvania. Over.
Roger. 7-3, Semper Paratus. God bless America.
Over. All right, sir. Thank you very much for that. Let's go with the next one on the list, NM3G.
Yeah, I like how that works. W5CGC in the group, November Mike, 3 Golf. Good morning, Dick.
A beautiful, beautiful 55 here.
It's down to 38 left.
A little bit early for that, but we still have a lot of green on our trees, and I think we're expecting rain for the next week. It may not be a whole lot, but we're expecting rain for the next week. Not a whole lot else going on. You're nice and loud. Dennis is nice and loud. So all is well in the world. You mentioned the buzzard spark and gap. I like that. But you didn't. I didn't hear the captain report. Over.
Well, the captain just crawled up underneath the desk here and is all cozy. He the other night during the big thunderstorm. I mean, it was one of those where it just it was constant. You know, you didn't have an occasional lightning bolt. It was just a constant storm. And I, you know, he was a little thinking maybe he didn't like it very much, but he never really got what I would call scared. He just kind of cuddled up a little closer and went back to sleep. So that was a good thing. Over.
Yeah, that's good. It, as long as you don't react to it, he'll be like, oh, okay, this is the new normal. Yeah, Dennis and I were chatting on the phone earlier, and he had mentioned that there was some broadband noise, and lo and behold, I was looking at the band scope, and a whole bunch of noise. Apparently, Baton Rouge is getting hammered with a lightning front right now, so it's going to be festive today, Dick, over.
Yeah, there's a lot of storms just to the southwest of us, southeast of us rather, southeast, and I believe there's a low pressure center that's sitting right over the top of us, so we may end up getting some more storms in here later today as that backside of that low moves forward. So we'll see what happens, but the captain's doing well, and so is everybody else around here. The buzzards, I haven't seen them for several weeks now, and that's just perfectly fine with me. That's less for me to have to clean up. Over.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. It sounds good. All right, Dick, I know there's a lot of people on, and I just want to say good morning. Thanks for all that you do. It is greatly appreciated by many. If not everyone, I can't make an exclusive statement, but I'll let those exclusions just kind of drift off to the side. 73 Semper Parado, W5CGC, November, Mike, 3 Golf. Cheerio.
All right, NM3G, W5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, getting some information via the info at W5CGC.org email box. Got a new check-in, Kilowatt Juliet 7 Whiskey Uniform Yankee. Apparently a new HF operator, Bernie, out in Vancouver, Washington. We'll turn the antenna that way, Bernie, in a little bit, and maybe you can make the trip via radio. Good to have you on board. N3OUE, N3OUE, go ahead.
Hey, good morning there, Dick. It's about 55 degrees here on the Eastern Shore. Beautiful, sunny day. We've had frost warnings last couple of nights, so it's that time of the year. Back to you.
Roger. Yeah, it's getting to be that way. I fully expect in the next couple of weeks we'll probably get a little taste of that. But so far it's still false summer, or faux summer, as we say around here. It's still getting into the upper 80s and touching around 90 sometimes during the day. So. Yeah, that's the way she goes, John. But good to have you on board out there, and nice signal. 73s to you, and Semper Paratus. Take care.
Okay, Dick, Semper Paratus to you, 73, and we'll catch you next week. This is M3OUE.
Roger, roger. I suppose everybody has seen the Coast Guard in the news out at Coast Guard Island the last couple of days. They had somebody tried to back into the base in a U-Haul truck, and the security guards had to actually open fire on the truck, they didn't get in, but I bet you they haven't seen that kind of activity out there in years. I can't remember anything like it. So that's pretty wild. Everybody out there in the Coast Guard service, active duty, they're busy as heck, and in the news a lot lately. So everybody needs to definitely take care and be aware of what's going on around them. K9ZPU, W5 Charlie Goff, Charlie.
And W5CGC and the Coast Guard, that's from K9 Zulu Papa Uniform. Pat up here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Morning, Dick. Morning, everybody. And we had 27 degrees last night, and it's only 38 now. Late fall in Wisconsin. Yes, sir. But I've got a nice hot steaming cup of Joe here. Keep my hands warm. And the radio is working good, so all's right in the world. And let's see, what do we got going on here? I had a couple of things I wanted to say. Here today, gone today, Dick. So I'll send it back to you. Over.
Roger, Roger. K9ZPU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Well, definitely sounds like you're starting to get into your deep fall weather before winter time. I suppose next thing you know, you'll be having snow in the forecast. Over.
Copy that. Well, there was some snow in the forecast up north of us, up in central Wisconsin. Whether it actually did snow or not, I don't know, but there was certainly the chance of it. Yeah, it'll be coming. We usually get our first snow in here around the first week of November. You may remember that my sister lives down near Austin. She lives in Pflugerville. She's going to retire this year. She's trying to decide what she wants to do about location. Well, she said she'd like to come back up to Illinois, where all of her family is, but she really doesn't want to deal with the winters anymore. She's been down in the warm area long enough that the cold up here has become pretty aversive to her, so we'll see what she decides to do. Maybe she'll snowbird. She'll stay in Austin during the winter, and she'll come up here in the summertime. I don't know. Let's see. What else have we got here? Took a big tree down in the backyard this week. So the tree is gone that surrounded my R7 antenna. And I don't know if it makes any difference really in performance, but at least it's gone one less possible obstruction to the RF, you know. And hey, the cowboys seem to be getting it together here, Dick. Over.
Well, we'll find out this weekend. I understand that they're playing up in Denver this weekend, and I understand Denver's got a pretty good defense, and Cowboys defense is still trying to figure out how to play the game, and so I don't know. We've had to rely on the offense scoring a gazillion points in order to make up for what the defense couldn't stop. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll be watching. It'll be the late afternoon game on Sunday, and we'll be sitting in front of the TV set munching popcorn. Over.
Copy that. Very good. Well, we'll be doing the same here tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. And so, you know, this is an aside with Coast Guard news. $175 million on those aircraft to go a long way toward shoring up the infrastructure and repairing helicopters and getting new equipment and all that kind of thing. Just thought I'd mention that. So anyway, we'll let you go, Dick. A lot of guys waiting to talk with you. We'll be here listening for the rest of the net, then we'll crew us fly with you to 300, and we'll talk to you next week, I'm sure. Hopefully you can get that antenna fixed, too. Yeah, that kind of thing is aggravating, man. Glad we don't have all that lightning up here. W5CGC in the Coast Guard net from K9ZPU.
All right, Mr. Pat, we'll look for you next week. K9ZPU, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s, and Semper Paratus. Oh, by the way, your sister, I would recommend if she decides to move back to Illinois or somewhere in the coal belt that she wait until next summer so she has a chance to acclimate. You don't want to go from a warm climate to a cold one in the wintertime. I speak from experience. The shock to the system is just too great. She'll be regretting it regretting the decision if she does it. K9ZPU, we'll see you next week. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Let's see here. KB2 NBY.
W5CGC, KB2NBY, here at Davenport, New York. Good afternoon there, Dick. Sounding real good over this way. Running about 9 S units here into Davenport, New York. And the temperature here is 4-0 on the thermometer, and they got clear blue, sunny skies at the moment. And it's
temperatures and the clouds are supposed to come in, the temperature's supposed to drop later on. We did have 32 this morning. We had 32 degrees this morning with a light frost. Not a heavy one, but a light frost. But looking forward to winter. It's on the way, a couple months away. And hopefully everybody down in your neck of the woods is going to fare well this winter. And hopefully better today than yesterday. Remember, weather we get, weather we got, gonna have weather. Remember not to keep your eyes to the sky. Stay warm and stay dry. Dick Semper Paradis from KB2MBY.
All right, Ken, thank you very much for the report. Stay warm up there. Next thing you know, you'll be out there measuring your ice fishing holes. I know you love to do that, so I'm sure you're looking forward to it. KB2NBY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you. Okay, this is where I turn the antenna to the west. I got to reach way over here to do it since the computer is kaput. Well, the computer's not kaput, but the cable to the computer is. Coming out to the west, we're going to get Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Go ahead.
W5CGC, Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Yeah, I thought you'd be using the Armstrong method to turn your antenna, but I guess you still have the electrical. I hit a nice signal out here in front of us. It's 85 degrees, no, 58 degrees here, and it's going to be about 65.
Roger, Roger. Very good. Yeah, a lot of excitement out there across the bay from you there, and in Alameda. That certainly made the national news. What happened over there at the Coast Guard base? Over.
Yeah, I'm sure they have nothing anywhere approaching nowhere near that excitement. Coast Guard.
Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff, and I'm hopefully that'll be the end of it. But I guess these days you can't really depend on that. Anything else going on out there in your neighborhood in California? Over.
Well, I'm waiting for my son-in-law to arrive. We're going to head out to the train here and pull my travel trailer out of storage and bring it here to the house to do some maintenance on it. Other than that, just trying to heal up on it.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good, Tim. No CW this morning. I hope that your hands aren't shaking because you didn't get your CW fix. Over.
My hands are shaking, but it's not because of that. Okay. Nice chatting with you. Talk to you next week.
Just a little taste. W6RMC, 73 Semper Paratus to you. Well, I've got the antenna around there. Kilowatt Juliet 7, a Whiskey Uniform Yankee. Are you on board? KJ7WUY? Nope, I guess not. All right, got to come back to the east. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra, W1OIS, go ahead. W1OIS. Okay, Whiskey 1. Oscar India Sierra, last call for Mr. Bill up in New Hampshire. I suppose the possibility of the band has changed. Bill, are you there? Over.
Sunny central New Hampshire. We have a 51 degree temperature. Over.
51 degrees. That's almost surprisingly warm for you, Bill, considering some of the other temps I've been hearing today. Good to have you on board. It makes a big difference when I get the antenna pointed your way. Over.
All right. Yeah, it's an average temperature for us up here in the area. At the peak of the call foliage. So there's lots of flatlanders up here driving around in circles. Looking at the color fleet, over.
Roger, roger. I bet so. It's probably good on the weekends. It's probably best just to stay in the house and not plan any trips for all the turistas that are driving around. Over.
Yeah, and we also know a lot of the shortcuts to the dirt roads in the back roads of New Hampshire. Over.
I gotcha. Very good, sir. Well, we'll say hello to your brother when he checks in with us here next hour, and hopefully it won't be too much longer, and you guys will be able to do a direct QSO. Over.
Yeah, hope so. He lives in Florida, so it's always 85 through to 93. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, Bill. Well, we'll say 73s to you. Have a great weekend and enjoy the weather up there and all the pretty colors. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra in New Hampshire. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 73s, Semper Paratus.
You do. This is Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra, 73.
73s, November 4, or rather Kilowatt 4, November Mike Golf.
Yes, good morning or afternoon? Yep, still morning. Good morning there, Dick, and everybody else. W5CDC and Boot Guard Net from Kilo 4, November Mike Golf, and in Orlando, Florida. Well, first off, Dick, I really envy you if your jack looks at least somewhat close to a 747 or 787 cockpit, because mine looks like the aftermath of a nuclear blast here in Orlando. So I don't think our checks can compare in any way. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, I know you're having rotor issues there. Is it a high-gain rotor? And if it is, I was going to suggest you might want to consider installing Ford called a Rotor EZ, Rotor Echo Zulu. That's made for the high-gain rotor. It's affecting the hand fours and the tail twisters. I have it in all my rotor control boxes. Just goes in the control box. And you can use the calibrate knob, which that function is moved to an inside adjustment. But you can use the calibrate knob to dial up any heading that you want, and then momentarily depress the brake button, and it'll automatically direct the antenna to that point that you selected, and then stop, shut off, and then after 5 seconds, set the brake. Over.
Well, Ken, I've got a Yaesu rotor, and I've had it up there. It's been up there over 30 years, and the rotor is fine. The control box for it is an aftermarket one that I got several years ago. It's not the control box that's the problem. The problem is the USB to serial converter between the control box to the computer. They're very sensitive to any kind of little spark, and unfortunately, I think that storm the other night was bad enough. It probably fried that little cable, and I just need to replace that. The rotor control box is working fine. It's just where I have it located. The control box is you know, not right in front of me, because normally I just am able to control the rotor through a software on the computer screen, which is right in front of me. I just have to reach, and the reach is a little bit far. You know, if I had to, every time I change the rotor, if I had to reach over for the box, it would be in a different location. It's about as far from my actual chair as you can get. But I got there's a fairly recent picture on the QRZ page of the station, so you can get an idea of how all kinds of stuff is spread from here to there. And I believe that rotor control box is probably in the far right hand side of that picture, so it's got a blue screen on it. Anyway, Mr. Ken, I appreciate the advice, and we'll say 73s to you. Thanks for the relays, by the way. You must have some pretty good ears down there, over.
Well, it must just be propagation. Usually you hear more than I do, Dick. The last thing I was going to suggest that might work with your Yaesu rotor is I ran my rotor cable through a mailbox, a metal mailbox at the base of my tower. as well as my antenna switches. And inside that mailbox, I have a male and female 18 Jones plug. And I disconnect my rotor inside that mailbox. The mailbox is to keep rain from getting into any of the connections. And also, in my antenna coax ground, directly ground. And I also have another extra 8-pin male connector that goes ground that I plug into the rotor cable. So that the rotor cable from that point all the way up to the rotor is grounded during a thunderstorm. And I think that helps dissipate any nearby lightning strikes, you know, the inducted current that can get into that cable and take it to ground rather than on down into your shack. And, you know, that's what I do anyway. But you can disconnect that rotor cable with an 8-pin Jones plug, male and female, if you put it in something that's waterproof at the base of the tower, and do the same thing with your antenna switches. And it's been working really well for me since about 1993. Anyway, thanks for running the net for us there. If you want more details on that, you've got my email, and I'll be glad to give you pictures and all kinds of other stuff of what I did here. 73 and super Parada to everybody. W5C and the Coast Guard net from Kilo 4, November, Mike Golf.
Okay, Ken, thanks a lot for the information. Kilowatt 4, November, Mike Golf, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Pick 73, Semper Paratus to you. Thank you for checking in to the net today. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club. We're located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Looking for additional check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans.
Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
Kilo 4, Whiskey.
K9 Lima, November, X-ray.
Okay, let me see. I've got several on there. Whiskey Mike Charlie, K9LNX. Ah, I'm surprised to hear you. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. So, Whiskey Mike Charlie, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Dick. K3 WMC here in East Tennessee. Just a quick hello and check in this morning. 56 degrees here. It was 37 earlier, partly sunny. Going to cloud up. Looks like we're going to get a few more days of rain, but I know I sound like a broken record, but another football day, and that's pretty much what I'll be doing. Back to you.
Absolutely. Kilowatt 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie. A lot of good football games on Saturdays. These college teams are really, really keeping it interesting this year. You know, you can't ever count on a school that has got a big history of winning all of a sudden doesn't. And, you know, it's like, oops. So, yeah, there's some fun to be had out there watching the games. Enjoy. We'll look for you next week. Kilowatt 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Kilowatt 9, London, Norway, X-ray. Where the heck are you? K9LNX. Well, I could swear I heard him. Kilowatt 9, London, Norway, X-ray. Wow, you're just barely making the trip now. Give me, are you home? Are you home? Are you somewhere working portable? Yeah, I've lost you now, Gary. But yeah, I heard you call in, and after that, it's been pretty light copy. And then we got you know, the usual QR Nancy from a close by frequency. Try it again, Gary. If you can, Gary, try your QTH. What's your location? I'm not hearing him. Anybody hearing him at all? I'm going to shift frequencies and go down just a little bit on top of that guy that's calling CQ contest and just give him an earful, I think. K9LNX W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I'm going to put you in the log, Gary. Maybe drop me a note or something. Let me know where you called in from, because that'd be pretty interesting to find that out, because I sure didn't expect it. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you next week. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. Go ahead. Roger, Roger, Cliff, very fine. Well, good to have you on board. I did turn the antenna to favor you a little bit. Oddly enough, it didn't change much, so I'm glad I'm able to make the contact. We're just about out of time here on 327. Got to move up to 14300 there for the main part of the net. So anything else for us today? Over. Roger, Roger. Well, very good, Cliff. Yeah, we've been talking about that episode down there at Alameda and what happened there on the bridge. That was pretty scary looking. And glad those fellows had the heads up and took care of it in an appropriate fashion. So good for them. And hopefully that'll be enough of that foolishness. Let's hope. 86BS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus, and we'll look for you next week. And this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. We're here every Saturday starting at 11 o'clock Eastern on 14327. 14327, and for about an hour, then we go up to 14 or down to 14300, 14300, 14300 for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net main net. We're going to go there now. So if you haven't checked in yet and you wish to do so, please follow us to 14300. Even if you checked in already and you want to say hello again, you're welcome to do that too. 14300, be there momentarily. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Battling the contesters up on 14327 as well. Sometimes I don't know how they manage to end up where they do. Over.
Roger that. There, I'm looking at my waterfall right now, and it's sometimes here it's painted perfectly blue all the way across from 275 to 325 there. So everybody's got their radio running today. Good luck. The propagation is awesome, and I'm working stations here that are only 250 miles away around Tennessee and that, so felt so close in, so y'all had ought to have a pretty good morning with it.
Thanks, Dick, and we'll catch you next week there.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta Whiskey Oscar. Intercon is closed. 73, everyone, and good luck in the contest.
Yeah, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It is currently overcast and looking at about 68 degrees here. We've had some very heavy rain showers and thunderstorms the last few days. In fact, we've picked up 4 inches plus of rain the last 48 hours, I would say. It's really been coming down. We had a dandy of a thunderstorm here Friday morning early, about 2 a.m., and looks to me like we got some close, and it was, we're talking lightning just constant. Looks like we got enough close by lightning strikes to take out one of the control cables here. It's a serial to USB converter cable. It doesn't take much extra electricity there to zap one of those babies. Right now can't control my antenna rotor through the computer, so I have to reach over and turn it. The old-fashioned way. At least the rotor control box still works, except since I control it mostly on the computer, it's not exactly within close proximity where I can just reach up and touch a button and change things. So I have to reach to change it, and so we'll have to put up with that today, but I'll figure out how to maybe get things all fixed up before next weekend. We are streaming live on the internet. That part still works on the TuneIn Tango Uniform November Echo India November. Tune in on that app. Also on Broadcastify, BROADCASTFY, I think. I'm not going to do it phonetically because that would require too much brain power. Let's see. Also, the website, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.OscarRadioGolf, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.OscarRadioGolf. You can also listen to us there. You can also check in on line there if you're listening out on the streaming service. Send us an email to info, Indian November Foxtrot Oscar, at W5CGC.org. And we'll get that email, and then we can acknowledge you on our weekly check-ins. Did get one email from Bernie, KJ7WUY in Vancouver, Washington. So we'll be listening for him to see if he comes back up on the air. Right now, it's time for us to listen for any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie. Listening for active duty Coast Guard, or do we have any relays of active duty Coast Guard? All right, here are none. We're going to listen up for our buddy up in the Pacific Northwest, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, AL7DD, Mr. Nick.
Oh, a nice carrier. W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, now copy.
Copying well. Antenna is manually being directed in your direction, and but I heard you just fine with it the way it was. Other than filling up the pond the last 2 days, boy, and it did. Eight to 10 feet of extra water in the pond looks pretty good. Over.
Yeah, well, nice. That's nice. And don't have to worry about your pump being done.
Well, thankfully, I don't know if I told you, I got it repaired. It turned out it was as simple as one of the leads from the power source. It burned itself in half, I guess, because it was loose and vibrating around in there, and stripped the wire clean and put on a new wire nut, and all is good. Over.
Well, that's great. So now you're back in business.
Back in business indeed. How about you up there? Any interesting weather? And I'm sorry about the Mariners.
Oh, those things. Anyway, we got about an inch and a quarter rain yesterday and still raining today. The Atmospheric River isn't as strong as I thought it was going to be from what they said, but we may get some wind here this afternoon.
Yeah, Roger. Well, very good, sir. That's interesting. We may get some more rain today. It's talked about having possibility of rain all weekend, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. Well, why don't I turn things over to you, let you talk about this week in Coast Guard history, and some of it was made this week. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I saw that on the news. W5CGC, Alpha 7 Delta Delta 4ID, this week in Coast Guard history, in 1919, Congress passed the National Prohibition Enforcement Act, otherwise known as the Volstead Act. On the 28th, the Volstead Act authorized the enforcement of the 18th Amendment, ratified on January 29th, 1919. The Act authorized the Coast Guard to prevent the maritime importation of illegal alcohol. This led to the largest increase in the size and responsibilities of the Coast Guard to date. In 1966, Coast Guard Moran Station Con Son in Vietnam became fully operational. And, gotta flip the page here and probably will stick together. There we go. In 1985, the Coast Guard cutter Polar Sea, arrived home to Seattle after a voyage through the Northwest Passage by the way of the Panama Canal, the East Coast, and then Greenland, sparking an international incident with Canada. She completed the first solo circumnavigation of the North American continent by a U.S. vessel, and the first trip by a polar-class icebreaker. She also captured the record for the fastest transit of the historic Northern Route. She had departed Seattle to begin the voyage on June 6, 1985. And in 1997, the Coast Guard cutter Barana confiscated two 50-caliber sniper rifles, ammunition, and other military supplies that were allegedly to be used in an assassination attempt against Cuban President Fidel Castro. Four Cuban exiles were arrested for illegal possession of firearms after the 46-foot La Esperanza was ordered into Aquadilla, Puerto Rico by the Barana. There, a search of the vessel turned up the weapons. One suspect confessed that the sniper rifles were to be used to assassinate Castro on his arrival in Venezuela, Margarita Island, for the Ibero-American Summit. A magistrate in the U.S. District Court in San Juan later dismissed the charge of to assassinate Castro, but let the charges of illegal importation of firearms and making false statements stand. And finally, in 2013, the Bangladeshi Navy vessel Samudra Joy, formerly the Coast Guard cutter Jarvis, departed Saturday from Alameda, marking a major milestone in international cooperation between the United States and Bangladesh. Joined by a small Coast Guard team of advisors led by Commander Wendy Tomko, the Bangladeshi crew planned to make port calls in San Diego, Honolulu, Guam, and Malaysia on their way back to Bangladesh. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history, even though I was tongue-tied.
Well, I'm glad you finally spit that all out, by golly. very good, Nick. Well, thank you very much for that report today, and I guess we'll be chatting with you here again at the bottom of the hour and see if we can get some of those Alaskans and Hawaiians and everybody from out west checked in. Over.
Roger, Roger. We'll be standing by.
All right, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. We're looking for additional check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard veterans.
AA7AZ,
November Kilo 7 Whiskey, Air Force veteran.
Whiskey back to 4, Charlie Mary Tudor.
Okay, AA7AZ. November Kilo 7 Whiskey, Whiskey Bravo 4 Charlie Mary Peter, and November 4 November Mike Kilo. Everybody stand by. Let me go back up to the top here. Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, how are you doing, sir? Over.
Good morning, Dick. We're doing doing reasonably well. We had one period there all week, or I guess maybe 10 days to 2 weeks ago, we came down with a terrible cold, and it took antibiotics to get rid of it. So it was something more than a cold. But we've been very busy the last month getting ready to go to Arizona. As a matter of fact, 1st of November is our departure date, if we make it, if we get everything done that needs to be done. So we've got one week, and we should be pulling out and heading south. So we're kind of looking forward to it. I tell you, getting ready is that's it. Just getting ready to go is more work than I care to do anymore. Back to you, Dick. W5CGC, AA7AZ.
All right, very good. Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good there, Jim. Well, good luck on getting ready to head south. I'm sure you're probably getting out of Dodge just about in time before any of the bad weather starts coming in, as in cold weather and snow and things of that nature. But, look forward to hearing from you when you get down there. Are you going to have any stops along the way?
No, not really. It's going to be a six-day trip. It always is 6 days. We only drive 250 miles a day, and that's what it takes to cover the 1,200 miles or so. About 1,200 miles down there. I've never really checked it, but a couple of hundred miles a day. It takes us 6 days to get there. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. Well, you, if we don't chat with you before, have a safe trip down there. We'll look forward to having you check in with us when you get there. If not before, say hello to everybody for me. Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3's Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you again next week. Alpha, or rather November Kilo 7 Whiskey.
Good morning. This is November Kilo 7 Whiskey. Just giving you one for the numbers. I'm Air Force veteran, 80% disabled. Over.
Roger. Very good, Jack. Good to have you on board. Thank you for your service in the U.S. Air Force. Got a good signal from up in Colorado. Nice to know propagation is open up that way. Over.
Well, you're a solid 10 over 9. I'm running 200 watts into a broadband folded dipole. Feed point at 15 feet off the ground, and each end about 8 feet. And they're real close to the house, and the elements are real close to the house and the large metal garage. So I wonder if it's getting out at all. And I think I'm in your software, logging software. I'm not sure. Yeah, I got to be, because you came up with a name. But I go by Jamie, not Jack. Over.
You go by Dave, did you say?
Negative. First and middle initial, JD, Juliet Delta. Over.
Julia Delta, okay. We've got some static today. There are a lot of weather in the area here. A lot of lightning going on a little bit to the southeast of us. Very good, JD. Well, thank you very much for checking in with us today. Again, thank you for your service in the U.S. Air Force. We'll say 73s to you and appreciate the contact. Over.
Roger, 73, and thank you for your service in the Coast Guard. This is MK7W.
Okay, coming around, Whiskey Bravo 4, Charlie Mary Peter. One thing about using about a lawnmower in Florida, you pretty well have to use them all year, 12 months a year, so they don't ever get a chance to rest. And so I can imagine the repair bills on something like that. How big a lot do you have down there? Have you got some acreage?
It's in the past year, many years ago, it used to be my grandfather's pasture, and he put a special type of grass in here, one fruit pasture, and I fight that all year long. Grows up head high.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it sounds to me like you got your work cut out for you. And I heard earlier one of the fellas over at Kissimmee was saying the temperature is expected to get down into the 40s next week. Are you expecting any cooler weather there?
Yeah, it looks like they keep promising that we're going to get a cold front coming down the state. I guess we have a couple of cold fronts on the way. We expect one to pull up dormant in North Florida. The other one is going to push through and put us somewhere in the 40s, back to you.
Roger, roger. Well, stay warm. I know sometimes that feels pretty darn cool down there. Good to have you on board with us today. And we'll say 73 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you next week. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter, Whiskey 5. Charlie Golf Charlie, good luck on the lawnmower repairs. November 4, November Mike Kilo. And November 4, November Mike Kilo, Mr. Bob.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, this is November 4, November Mike Kilo. Good afternoon, Dick, and everyone on the net. It was down to 39 here, I guess, last night. That's the coldest it's been so far. So far, no frost yet. Anyway, we're all doing fine here. The wonder dog, Sanibel, is coming across on the Cape May Lewis ferry as we speak for the weekend. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm sure that Captain Pepper would absolutely love to meet Sanibel. he absolutely loves going over to the doggy daycare facility. I can't even get him out of the car. He's squealing and carrying on and squirming and wanting to get in there. And he's always very happy to stay over there. So I know they'd get along pretty well. Over.
Well, that's good to hear. Anyway, Dick, I got so much QR Mary from these contesting stations, they're knocking the heck out of you. So I'm going to back out, let somebody else in. November 4, November Mike Kilo, listening out.
All right, Mr. Bob, sorry about all the extra noise on the band today, but I got you 100%. So 73 Semper Paratus to you. November 4, November Mike Kilo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans now, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Yellow
on 9,
London, Norway,
X-ray. K9LNX, where are you?
Well, I finally got the equipment going. I'm at home, but my car's flying around. I turned it on this morning, so I'm on the antique, and it's taking
needs a little bit of help. The CR7 had a little haze going on it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was like when you called last time, you were nice and readable, and then all of a sudden I could just barely hear you and then nothing at all. So that's what happens when you leave the house for a little bit. You must have made one of your preliminary trips before heading completely south, over.
Well, actually, it's a pretty wide trip. We went from here down to visit the grandchildren down near Atlanta. Then we came a little bit north to visit an old friend in North Carolina.
Then we went up through New Jersey because the wife had never seen the Statue of Liberty. And then we spent about 5 hours on a 125-mile trip up to see the grandson up in Brock. His son was up there being refitted. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you did some serious traveling up that way then. I thought I heard you say when we last talked you were going to go to Florida. So when you headed down there?
Probably be down there about the 6th of January.
Oh, so you're going to be home for quite a while now.
Oh, yeah. We got to have a chance to cool off up there. Right now I'm showing 46 degrees and cloudy, so we'll send this out to you.
I don't need the 46 degrees, but I've got the clouds. We have not come out of the clouds for a couple of days here, and I got a feeling we're going to see some more rain before it's all said and done. This is a pretty interesting late October system that's come through. We were in a drought condition, serious drought condition, up until Friday morning, early Friday morning, like around 2 o'clock in the morning, and all heck broke loose. Oh boy, did it ever. But good to have you on board. Good to get you in the logbook again. We'll look forward to getting you back on again next week then, and we'll be looking for you. K9LNX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, Dave, good stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go to work on the power supply here in a minute and figure out what went wrong. So we'll see you later.
All right, sir. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Does Navy count?
2 Kilo, November Juliet.
Kate, Whiskey 6 Tango Golf Sierra, and there's a Navy station in there, and then there is also November Juliet. Give me the call, November Juliet.
Kilo Charlie 2, Kilo November Juliet.
Kilo Charlie 2, Kilo November Juliet, and who's the Navy station? All right, nothing heard. Whiskey 6 Tango Golf Sierra, how you doing? Well, that's not, the fact that you're still alive is good. In and out of the hospital with heart problems is not. What's the prognosis on that? They gonna get you all fixed up?
Well, they got me on medication. They can't do anything with stents because the blood vessel's too small, but I've got a whole handful of meds.
Well, let's hope that works out for you. You've been doing anything besides visiting the doctors, over?
No, just kind of laying low, staying around the house.
Roger, roger. Well, very good. Well, I got a nice signal on you off the backside of the antenna today, but good to have you on board. Anything else for us, over?
Nope, just kind of interested in where we're in.
Yeah, the government island, Coast Guard Island thing over in Alameda. Yeah, we saw that in the news, and that was quite the situation over there.
Somebody doubled with you.
Oh, Judd, apparently I doubled. I said we saw the Coast Guard Island thing, the Alameda deal in the news. Over.
Yeah, well, you know, we got a
right, sir. Well, I'm glad you did, and hope you get some good news from the doctors and things start improving for you. Whiskey 6, Tango Golf Sierra. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
K4, MOE Mobile, Richard.
Okay, AL7DD, you got K4 MOE. Have him stand by. Let me work Kilo Charlie 2. Kilo November Juliet.
Kilo Charlie 2, Kilo November Juliet. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Jim, how you doing up there in New York State? Over.
Good. We used to change him and temperature's dropping. How are you down in Texas?
Well, we're a little bit wet and soggy today, but and warm. We're doing great. Doing great. You have anything planned for the weekend up there?
Halloween party, sir. And every Monday morning, I'm standing a watch at the Coast Guard station.
Okay, standing a watch at the Coast Guard station. Which one? Over. Roger, roger. Very good, sir. Well, that'll be interesting, and hopefully all will be very quiet, a lot quieter than it was in Alameda. Over.
Roger that.
Roger that. Well, very good, Jim. Well, thank you very much for that report. We'll say 7-3s to you, Semper Paratus, and give us a report next week how the watch standing went. Over.
Roger that. Have a great afternoon. KC2KSA.
7-3. All right. No. Let's see. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Go ahead with K4MOE. I'll try to get the antenna turned around. Over.
Okay, break K4, MOE, the quad's in your direction. Tom, go ahead, over.
Alpha Juliet 4 Golf Whiskey checking in. Alpha Juliet 4 Golf Whiskey checking in, over.
Stand by.
Okay, Tom, very good. Yeah, we got part of that atmosphere at River, too, so... How you been doing health-wise? Over.
Alpha Juliet 4 Golf Whiskey checking in. Alpha Juliet 4 Golf Whiskey checking in.
Stand by, Golf Whiskey.
Big Alpha Juliet 4 Golf Whiskey flash. Stationed at Northern West Virginia. Over.
Stand by, Golf Whiskey. There's another QSO in progress.
Yeah, roger, roger there, Tom. Okay, well, very good. Yeah, you are FMing just a little bit. Your battery's a little low, or you're not running the motor there, but copied 100% there, Tom. So very good. And when you get the base station there fixed up, maybe we can work you on 3955 for the Humboldt County net, over. Tom, M4 MOE, portable, mobile, AL7 Delta Delta, and glad to hear you're on the air again. W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, squad coming back in your direction. Tom said he's having a little trouble with arthritis and getting the boat station set up, but he's doing well otherwise, and back over to you, over.
Okay, very good, Nick. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I didn't hear him at all, so I'm glad you were able to pick him up, and sorry to hear his arthritis is kicking in, but I hope that you can get that base station up and running, because I'd love to get him back on the net on a regular basis. So thank you for that relay. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Alpha Juliet 4, Golf Whiskey. Gary, go ahead.
This is Alpha Juliet 4, Golf Whiskey. Checking in for the first time to your Coast Guard net. Over.
Very good. Alpha Juliet 4, Golf Whiskey. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Well, it's good to have you on board. You got a nice signal over here into Dallas-Fort Worth, and give us a little history of your Coast Guard experience. Over.
Roger that. This is Alpha Juliet 4 Golf Whiskey. I spent a career pretty much in electronics, Lawrence Day, after a tour of an icebreaker. So I had a Lawrence station in the Mediterranean Sea. I was in charge of the Med Sea chain and had a tour in London office when I retired. Over.
Roger, Roger. And when did you retire?
I retired in 1992. Over.
Okay, 1992. Very good, sir. Well, welcome to the Coast Guard net, and good to have you on board. We've had a little confusion there with another station, a weak station on the West Coast. You probably didn't hear them out there. I didn't hear them here in Texas, so it was a little bit rough copy. But we got him in. We got you in. Hope you're able to check in with us on a regular basis. Like to get the chance to visit. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear that. I waited for a pause and thought there was a pause there. I'm registered in Virginia. I'm actually at operating portable today. I have a station, a permanent station in West Virginia. We have a house in West Virginia, so I have a Hustler 6 band antenna and a ICOM 7300 I have up in West Virginia, so that's where you're hearing me from. I hear you, 5-9er.
Roger. Well, the remote station is working very well for you. I wouldn't have known it if you hadn't told me. Good, strong Q5 signal. Looks like about an S7 or 8 here into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, again, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for checking in with us today, and don't be a stranger. Alpha Juliet 4 Golf Whiskey, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care.
November 2, Juliet Radio.
Kilo Echo 4 Oscar Lima Golf.
Kilo Echo 4 again, please.
Kilo Echo 4 Oscar Lima Golf.
Kilo Echo 4 Oscar Lima Golf. Welcome to the Coast Guard net. Over.
Yep. You're 5-9 plus here in Alabama.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for that. Let me see. Let me get you in the logbook here. Kilowatt Echo 4 Oscar Lima Golf. All right. Looks like Mark in Birmingham. Any prior Coast Guard service there, Mark? Over.
No, sir. No military service. Barely missed Vietnam by about 1 year. But I appreciate all what you guys did.
All right, sir. Well, very fine. We can give you a 5555 in Dallas-Fort Worth. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. And thank you for stopping by and saying hello today from Birmingham. Kilowatt Echo 4 Oscar Lima Golf, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s.
Yeah, 7-3. Thanks for the contact.
All right, this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta AL7DD W5CGC. You want to see what you can do with our Alaska brothers?
Well, we'll see if we can get a hold of them. Got a lot of stuff coming over the pole with this contest. So we'll turn the concert in on the great state of Alaska. Looking for our Alaskan members. Our Alaskan members on the team. KL7IQQ. KL7 India Sierra. KL2 pops the mic. KL0 Quebec Zulu is heading down to Mesa. So looking for our Alaskan members. Then call now.
KL2,
Holy moly, I can hear y'all. KL7 IQQ, KL7 IS, and the KL0 Payback Zulu, I'm surprised. So up to you there, Mr. Nudson in the Kiski Town. You freezing yet?
Getting close, 36 degrees today.
Okay.
I'm doing the white stuff with the
signal here. Can you only copy this is the screen, but the 3625 and
yeah, we're getting a little rain, which we really needed, so
got about an inch and a quarter yesterday, so we
really needed it there, Larry. Anything else for us this morning?
Not at all. It's real coffee. I'm interested in trying to zoom in there. So, anyway, I'm going to get the practical start here. So, I'll
okay, Mr. Knudsen, Semper Paratus, you take care up there and stay warm. Hope you got a lot of wood cut.
Yeah, I do. Quite a bit. We just need more yesterday. Semper
Paratus, KL7IQQ. All right, KL7IQQ. Over to Peter, KL7 India Sierra in Anchortown.
Good day, Nick. KL7IS here. How are you? Over.
Oh, not doing too bad. I got my flu shot and my pneumonia shot, and so both arms are sore.
God, story of my life. I did the same thing on Wednesday, and I could barely lift my left arm after a day or two.
Yeah, well, it's not that bad, but sure let me know about it.
Yeah, for real, but I don't think you want either of those things. Well, it's 35 degrees here today, but I think termination dust is going to come down and eat us on the ground here today.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, Larry said he was going to get some snow later maybe, but yeah, I hope you guys don't get too much, over.
So we'll get a dusting this morning for a couple few hours, and that'll remind us to clean off the deck, over.
Yeah, remember to put your snow tires on.
Yeah, got that done. We're going to do all the swamp around in the shed today, and we're looking pretty good, basically.
Okay, Peter. You still working out on the west coast there with the cleanup?
Yeah, roger, roger. We haven't cleaned up. They're just wrapping that up, and the state's now getting involved with the federal disaster money. So, as predicted, I think we're going to be showing up to start taking care of the fuel reserves, the jumbled tanks, wrong stock.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, what a terrible thing that happened there. Anyway, you take care, and look for you next week there, Peter, in Semper Paratus. Okay, well, thanks, and I'm sure Bob appreciates that signal there. KL7IS, AL7DD, Semper Paratus, and over to Glenn. I wasn't expecting you there, Glenn. KL0, Quebec Zulu, AL7DD. Another 4 days and a wake up, and you'll be heading down to Mesa. So take care, Glenn, and you have a good week coming up and getting ready to go south. KL7 IWC, Larry, are you home? Oh, I copy you well. Thank you.
follow Glenn down to Mesa. Drive safe, and we'll look for you next week. KL2 pop the mic. Glacier View, September Paradis. Be safe. Okay, KL2 pop the mic. Got a big group today, and we'll bring the quad around. I did hear Carlton, WH6AME. So, Carlton, the beam is coming around in your direction there. So you copy WH6ANA, JL7DD.
JL7DD, WH6ANA, Missile Star Net, W5 Charlie, Golf Charlie. And lots of Toyotas all over the frequency blocking everybody. All is well here. Started out at 35 degrees, we might get up to 65. It's getting kind of chilly and there's lots of snow in the mountains, over.
Okay, Carlton, you got a little bit messed up because of the garbage on the frequency of the all the cute contesters. But anyway, we're glad to hear you this morning, and I heard you say everything was well. So anything else that I might have missed there, Carlton? Go ahead.
Negative, negative. You don't want the cold or the snow. 73, so thanks for being there. It's very crowded on the band. 73.
Okay, Carlton, 73. You be good and keep walking. WH6ANA, JL7DD. Well, we'll see if we can bring the quad around over here towards the Hawaiian Islands and pick up Gus this morning. NH7J, NH7J, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Go ahead, Gus.
L7DD, NH7J, yeah, you're up to an SRA. It seems to steadily build after 16:30 in the morning, you start building just steadily, so I'm up to an S9. So all is well this end here. Getting some nice windy weather, nice trade winds, just trade winds, but gusting up to about 30. But no problem, we're enjoying that. We can use some more rain. We've had a little
visit through the past week.
Everybody's doing good, so that's another good thing. And I don't know if you heard Carlson, he was in there. And let's see, what else I was going to say? Okay, oh yeah, on the trade winds. Well, we're getting some of that atmospheric rain from out that neck of the woods. Both us,
down in California and Eureka and that neck of the woods, is getting that atmospheric river. So anyway, good to hear you, Gus. And, and your brother, he checked in this morning, and I could hear him pretty good, over.
Oh, that's excellent. Great. Yeah, I heard him about his, talking about our other brother. I owed him a phone call, so that's a reminder here. I'm just kind of waking up from, still half asleep, so still early in the morning. Looking forward to the time change when I can sleep in for another hour, so. Okay, great turnout today. I know it's busy, so I won't hold it up. AL7BD, NA7J, aloha. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Gus, aloha, and you have a good week, and hopefully we can work you next week. And, man, I heard Station J last night, it was a big signal coming in here. It was after dark, too, so anyway, take care, 73, Semper Paratus, and aloha.
Aloha, thanks for that report.
Okay, we'll bring the quad back around to you there, Richard. The guy said that they could barely hear you up there this morning, but got a bunch of them this morning. So back over to you, W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Yeah, you betcha. AL7DD and NH7J, 73s and Semper Paratus to you, Gus. Aloha all the way out there. Big signal here into Dallas-Fort Worth. And I heard every single one of your Alaska contacts. I did not hear KL7IWC. Where is he at?
He's back up in Juneau. He came down here and left his motorhome down here, and he went back to Juneau. He'll be back around Christmas.
That's odd. Usually I can hear him up there, so that was odd. I didn't hear. He's the only one I didn't hear a peep out of, so that's interesting. Over.
No, he didn't have the amplifier on, so he's just running barefoot.
Okie doke. All right, sir. Thank you very much. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We got about 10, 15 more minutes here on the band for the net today. I've got KJ4UGE standing by over in South Carolina. And let's see who else we have. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Kilo 4 Whiskey India Papa, not as strong as normal, but I gotcha. Who else?
Kilo November 4 Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Kilo November 4 Whiskey Oscar Juliet. We got a lot of contest QRM coming in on the frequency here. Those guys love to crowd us, but they but we'll manage through it. Any other Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard?
Juliet, India.
Juliet, India, give me the rest of your call. November 1, Quebec, Juliet, India. All right, I think I heard somebody else. Did I hear Kilo Sierra 4? Boy, I tell you, the QRM is terrible. Kilo Sierra 4, what's the rest of it? All right, I'll call you last. Anyway, let me get the KJ4UGE in here. KJ4UGE, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, Dick. Yeah, you got another QR Nancy over here and on the band with all the contests. And we're doing pretty good on the weather as far as the wind degrees. The wind's supposed to be 8 to 15 miles an hour out of the northeast. We won't hold you long, Captain Helen says no. And what you call it? You're 5'9" here in Somerville. You got a lot of more check-ins. You're running out of time. So we just want to get on the payroll, and we'll catch you next week. KJ4UGE, declaring your final.
All right, very good, Bob. Thanks for checking in. KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, big 73s, Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you again next week and say hello to Captain Helen. And Roger on all the weather down there. Kilowatt 4 Whiskey India Papa.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, K4WIP. Good morning, good afternoon, Dick. Okay, you're running around 10 over 9, good signal here. Pretty noisy. I'm running low power, about 175 watts to an NFED loper, and I don't have the other rig on today. Thought I'd do something more simple. And it seems to work. You're hearing me a little bit, I guess. It's not as normal. And a lot of cure here, to say the least. Temperature here is about 80 degrees, sunny, and that's about it. We're looking for a cool down here towards the end of the week. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, K4WIP.
Roger, Roger. I've been hearing that from a couple of Florida stations today, even down over Kissimmee and even further down than that. Temperatures in the 40s, so that is kind of chilly. Seems like a little early for that kind of chilly down there. Over.
Yeah, absolutely. Not for Thanksgiving anyway, but I think somebody mentioned we could possibly have some frost here, Dave.
Oh boy, let's hope not on that. All right, Roger. Well, thanks for checking in with us today. You're a good Q5 copy. It's just the side channel splatter is pretty severe. Which happens during these main contest days. We're probably splattering them too, so I don't feel bad. Over.
Yeah, likely, and there is a lot of adjacent cure around here. Busy band today. Anyway, Semper Paratus, and we'll try to catch you next week. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, K4WIP.
K4WIP, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on 14300. Let's go with Kilowatt November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Roger. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Okay, Dick. Let's see. I guess it's good afternoon everywhere. I don't know. But anyways, everything's good here in Virginia on the bay. It is getting chilly. We're down to 57 this afternoon. And I don't think it's going to get much warmer today. Beautiful fall weather, though, if that's what you like, and I do. So, originally I'm from New England, so I love the fall. I don't like the winter, and fortunately down here we don't get a lot of snow or anything, snow or ice or whatever. So, anyways, it's been a good week. Back to you.
Okay, Roy, very good. Nice signal from over there in Virginia. Nice copy on you today. And Roger on the cooler temperatures. We're still in the bake mode over here in Dallas Fort Worth. We're still going to be up near 90 degrees today, even though we had a cold front come through and dropped a lot of rain. We're still not cooled off any, so we've still got a ways to go for that, I guess. 73 Semper Paratus to you, and the sun came out, by golly. You brought the sunshine in, Roy. Thank you very much. Over.
Roger that. Do what I can. Anyways, Dick, thank you. Great to talk to you this week. You have a good week coming up, and stay healthy and happy. And this is Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, Semper Paratus, 73.
73 Semper Paratus to you. November 1, Quebec, Juliet, India.
Charlie Golf Charlie, this is November 3, Quebec, Juliet, India. November 3, Quebec, Juliet, India. Good afternoon, Dick.
Okay, is that November 3?
Roger, roger.
Okay, yeah, the QR Nancy is pretty brutal at times there. Got Wayne in Delaware. How's things in Delaware? You got any sunshine over there?
Roger, sir. Very beautiful day today. There's quite a bit of splatter, you know, in the
the net up, but I would like to get in here for that golden hour that, that you run the net. So without any further, I would go ahead and sign with you and give you a 7-3 and send it back to the net. So here's November 3, that's Juliet India.
All right, Wayne, very good. November 3, Quebec, Juliet, India, from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Thank you very much, Wayne, for persevering there through the noise. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Have a great weekend. We'll look for you next week. Okay, now I got a choice to make. The Kilo Sierra 4, give me the rest of the call. That's Chuck over in Westlake. Hold on, Chuck. All right, that ought to be better. Kilo Sierra 4 X-ray uniform. Charles, how are you, sir? I've got a lot of... I'm having to manually... reach over and turn the antenna today due to a close-by lightning strike the other night. I can't imagine why. Over.
Roger that. Man, that was one heck of a storm. I'll see ya. Haven't seen lightning like that here in Texas in a long, long time. Luckily, I seem to be okay here. We did have a couple of houses just across the road from us that were struck and caught on fire, though, but we
Oh, wow. Thankfully, nothing that serious here. We just lost probably a cable that connects the antenna rotor cable, the antenna rotor control box to the computer. It's just a simple thing, about a $10 fix. But I didn't discover it until the net today. I could have, I should have probably tried it yesterday. I would have found it, but been able to do a temporary patch, but oh well, that happens. Very good. So I hope you've, other than the crazy rain the last couple of days, I hope you've had a good week. Over.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. We worked all week, really busy, but we can make it through and enjoying our week off now with this little bit of cooler weather.
All right, sir. Very good. Hat, good to have you on board today. I'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you again next week. A Kilowatt Sugar 4 X-ray uniform, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus. All right. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. One last call for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
November 4, Lima, Bravo, Delta.
November 4, Lima, Bravo, Delta. Go ahead.
Roger that. Just saying hello from South Alabama.
Yeah, very good, sir. From Alabama, any prior Coast Guard service? Over.
Come again?
Any Coast Guard service? Any prior Coast Guard service? Over. Okay, very good. You're in the log. November 4, Lima, Bravo, Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and that'll do it for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Alpha Lima 7, Delta, Delta. Mr. Nick, thank you very much for your assistance out that way. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, good conditions today except for the contest. Over.
Yeah, and I didn't really pick up many from the West Coast, and I wish I had more time to do that. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Okay, well, very good. Another nice job today, and hopefully you can get your rotator working again with the computer. You let your son shift it over to Don up in Lethbridge, so take care.
All right, AL7DD, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and this concludes the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Time now for the Maritime Service Network, Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Charlie Golf Charlie, AL7DD, I can hear you
morning. Both of you are F9 in the left bridge. Beautiful signals. Over.
Well, thank you, Don. Conditions are really very good today. Great day for DXing, apparently. And a lot of that wants to happen about 14300.5, apparently. There somebody has just been brutal right just north of us. So and I know we have to be making life miserable for them too. So I don't know why they persevere to try to call CQ that close to the net, but they did. Anyway, I wanted to thank you very much for responding to that email inquiry that I got. I have no clue on how to handle something like that. He's not coming to the U.S., so that makes it a little different, I suspect. Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger. I would. That sounds like a reasonable thing to me. I know you were. Sounds from your email that you were going to look into something additional, but I'm sure whatever information you can provide will be of great help. Anyway, have a good net today. We've tried to. They tried to drown us here overnight the last couple of nights, but 4+ inches of rain. And that's a dandy. Filled up the pond out back. We didn't have to worry about that. But it also zapped the cable that connects my antenna rotor control box to the computer. So I've had to reach over and manually turn everything today. So it's been a challenge. Over.
I have to do that every day. Well. Okay. Well, I'm hoping I can make it through this.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. That's pretty significant storm down there. So, and you've also got some fairly significant lightning storms right along the Gulf Coast in Louisiana and Texas. That's been also causing us some QR Mary and QR Nancy up here for sure. But we'll say 7-3s. Have a good net. We'll see you next week. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now clear.